Are you ever frustrated? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Are you ever frustrated? All of us have a tendency to be frustrated from time to time. And our frustration comes from the very simple things. It doesn't come from the complex things of our world. It comes only from the very simple things. Now, what are the simple things that frustrate you? I think that that's probably the biggest thing that we do not do. We do not consider what things frustrate us. And because we do not look at them objectively, we are not master of the frustrations. Now, frustrations come into everyone's life. Frustrations as to why people are not on time, why things do not go exactly the way we expect them to go, why some of the things in life are so difficult and other things so easy, and why some people, my, that's our great frustration, some people have it so easy. Everything just seems to go roses for them. And for us, it's a bed of nails. We have to work hard, and we have to go through a lot of pain and unhappiness while we're doing it. Well, what is it that the people are doing that are having all the success in life? What is it that people are doing that are having all of the happiness in life? What is it that people are doing who are having all of the things go right for them? And it seems as though they have no frustrations at all. What is going on in their world that makes them so special, so wonderful, so fantastic that they're master of their frustrations? Rather, they are master of themselves. Frustration is when we want something done, or we think something should be done, or we think that somebody should do something in a certain way, and they're not doing it. And we look at it, and we have our big nose in the way, and our big nose gets in the way of trying to figure out why they are doing what they're doing or not doing what they're doing. We are trying to figure out what it is that's going on that's making all these things seem so frightfully undesirable. And of course, we don't really know what it is. We have no idea what it is that is making these things seem so difficult. And we question ourselves again and again and again. We question ourselves, why is it that these things are so difficult? Why is it that these things are so unhandy for us, while for them it seems to be a piece of cake? Well, it is a piece of cake for them, and it is a piece of cake for us. And the way for us to have it as a piece of cake is for us to just keep our nose in our own business. But you can't do that. You give a job to somebody to do, you give a responsibility to someone to do, and they don't carry it out. They don't go forth with it. You ask someone to do something, or you expect someone to do something, and they don't do it. Now, what can you do? You have to just be concerned, of course. Well, there's the rub. You do not have to be concerned. You do not have to be concerned at all in whatever anyone else in the world is doing. Because whatever anyone else in the world is doing, that's their business. Our business is to be concerned about what we are doing. Now, we are to be concerned about what we are doing. I can repeat that maybe 100 more times. We are to be concerned about what we are doing. Now, what are we doing? What is it that is the most important thing for us in our world? What is it that's the most important thing for us in our life? And that is, what's happening to us is the most important thing in our life. And the most important thing for us in our life is what's going on in our world. Now, what's going on in your world? What's going on in my world? What are the things that are important to you or important to me? What are the things that are going on in my world? Well, That's a good question. What are the things that are going on in my world? Have I paid attention to them recently? Have I given them all of my attitudes and all of my awareness? Have I thought about them and thought, gee, I wonder what would be the best way to do this? What would be the best way to handle this? How would it be the best way to have it take place in my life? And when I do that, then I say to myself, the best way to have this take place in my life is for me to be in charge of myself, for me to be in charge of what is going on in my world, and for me to be in charge of only what's going on in my world. What is it that disturbs me what other people do? Is it any of my business? If they do it, wonderful. If they don't do it, wonderful. What is it that disturbs me? What disturbs me is what is of concern to me. Now, is it going to make me happier, richer, healthier, and wealthier in any way? Is it going to make me feel better? If it is, then that's where I put my attention. But as long as that's not where it is, that's not where I put my attention. Now, I want to put my attention 100% on who and what I am only. And when I put my attention on who and what I am only, 100%, then that is what's going to happen to me. And that's what's going to take place in my life. Because that's all that matters. And it's all that makes any difference to me whatsoever. And I'm not concerned about anything other than that. So, frustration does not have to be a part of my life. Frustration does not have to be a part of anyone's life. We can live in perfect harmony and peace. Now, when something comes up that frustrates us and says, gee, they shouldn't do it that way, they should do it this way, just say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. And when I say all is in divine order, then all those things that were disturbing to me are no longer disturbing to me. They're no longer of any concern to me. They're no longer of any concern to anything that I'm doing because it doesn't matter. It truly does not matter. And when it does not matter, then I am in charge of myself. And that's all that does matter, is that I am in charge of myself. Now, to be in charge of myself, what do? At all times, I speak the word that is consistent with balance and harmony. Not frustration, but with balance and harmony. So if something frustrates me about how someone is, let's just say, cleaning up the table, I say to myself, so what? That's their job. My job is just to enjoy being me. And then they continue messing up the table in a beautiful way, and we don't have to really sit there and watch it. We can get up and do something else. Or we can also talk to somebody else about something else so that our mind is distracted from what we see that frustrates us. Frustration is self-imposed at all times because it is something that we have chosen to put in our consciousness that causes us distress. Now, we do not need to do that. We do not need to at any time live in distress. We just put our attention on our happy thoughts. We put our attention on who we really are and where we really want to go and what our values are. And when we do that, our values then take on priority in our thinking. And frustration is off in the back somewhere and given no attention at all. And pretty soon, if we are habitual in doing this, if we cause ourselves to think about this every time any type of frustration comes up, we turn to a happy thought, then the frustrations say, hey, we don't get much attention there, we're not going to go there, and they don't come to our house anymore. They don't come to our attention anymore because we don't give them any attention when they come. We just absolutely ignore them. We absolutely pay no attention to them. And when we pay no attention to frustrations, then we find frustrations have no place in our world, have no place in our life and have no place in our experience. This is a choice that all of us make. And it's an easy choice, but it's a hard choice. It's easy insofar as we just take a different thought. And it's hard not to pay attention to the frustration, because the frustration is so delicious sometimes, so interesting, and it's so, my. Well, forget it. If an accident happens, you say all is in divine order. I surround everyone with my pure white light of love. Isn't that much better than being interested in the gory accident? I should think so. If you are short on money, you say, I have abundance, I have abundance, I have abundance. I live in abundance, I live in abundance. I have money for everything that I like to use it for. Instead of saying, oh, I haven't got, because when you say I haven't got, you compound that. And when you say I have and I live in abundance, then you compound that. Now, it's the law of cause and effect. Now, do we believe in that principle or not? If we believe in it, let's put that principle to work in our life, and let's demonstrate that principle in our life right now, so that we do not ever, ever, ever have to have frustration, limitation, lack of any kind in our life, because we are the divine revealer. Just remember, call yourself the DR, doctor, the divine revealer. That's what the doctor is. He's the divine revealer, revealing our wholeness and perfection, revealing our original purity and integrity. What a wonderful thing to be. And we, when frustration comes to us, we let our doctorate, our divine revealer, reveal to us who we are, what we are, what is our life, and what's going on, and that we are the masters. Oh boy, that's exciting, isn't it? I like that idea. The divine revealer, the doctor in our life. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.